big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I cannot tell you what's gone wrong with some of these musical choices. I let it be dealer's choice. Evan, man, you're cracking me up at least. You can join this big program, 844-967-2789. As we wrap up hour one, I've got a question. And Republicans, conservatives, you're anticipated. Your participation is actually encouraged, just for now. What do you stand for? Seriously, what do you stand for? I'm going to throw an opinion piece out there. It's relatively short. I'm not great at reading aloud ink, but, you know, bear with. Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. President Biden at his news conference last week asked the question that the media should have been asking Republicans for months. What are they for? Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell won't say. Asked last week, what in the Republicans' agenda if they regain control of Congress? McConnell told reporters, that is a very good question, and I'll let you know when we take it back. Just elect us, then we'll tell you what's in the bill. Consider the arrogance and disdain for voters inherent in that answer. Responsiveness to the voters? Question mark. Solutions to the problems they complain about, such as inflation? Question mark. Only suckers would care about such things. Republicans seem to believe they prefer to spend their time concocting cultural wedge issues, spreading conspiracy theories, and obstructing progress on issues for which there is broad bipartisan consensus. I see like a path to citizenship. Reasonable gun laws. But it would be misleading to say Republicans are not for anything. They certainly do have an agenda. The problem is it is so unpopular they dare not remind voters about their plans. Republicans have clear views on taxes. They want to protect the super rich from paying more taxes, even though billionaires become 62% richer during the pandemic and many pay practically no federal income taxes. And Republicans really don't want corporations to pay their fair share either. They favor keeping the corporate tax rate at 21%, even though corporate income taxes make up a mere 7% of federal revenue. Do you know how crazy that is, just as an aside? In the United States of America, corporations used to pay about a third of all collected taxes. Now it's 7%, and that was before the Trump tax cuts. According to Jennifer Rubin, in parentheticals here, the Tax Policy Center reports revenue from corporate taxes has fallen from an average of 3.7% of GDP in the late 1960s to an average of 1.4% of GDP over the past 5 years. About a 70% reduction in corporate taxes paid. So that's what Republicans are for. Here's a little bit more. Republicans are also for underfunding the Internal Revenue Service, so the agency does not have adequate resources to enforce existing tax laws. You remember the whole Lois Lerner scandal, the fact that they would try to hold Patriot-named nonprofits accountable for the electoral politics they were playing, you know, in direct contrast to their tax status. Anyways, more of this. And they would like to do away with the child tax credit that cut child poverty by 40%. It's not a stretch to say Republicans actively promote income and wealth inequality. Jennifer Rubin sounded a little birdie-esque. Republicans are in favor of forcing women to continue pregnancies and give birth, even in cases of rape and incest. They also delight in incentivizing Americans to spy on pregnant women whose reproductive choices don't match the party's religious doctrine, and to turn them in for bounties. Meanwhile, they strenuously favor protecting anyone who refuses to be vaccinated or wear a mask. In other words, Republicans favor personal choice when it comes to preventing the spread of a deadly disease, but not when it comes to a woman's body. Again, these are things Republicans currently stand for, according to Jennifer Rubin. Republicans are all in when it comes to keeping in place monuments to slave-owning traitors of the Confederacy, removing anything from school curriculum that might make white people feel uncomfortable, including Martin Luther King Jr. and the KKK, and stopping the FBI from investigating death threats against school board members and other public officials. No wonder white supremacists are so enamored these days with the GOP. Republicans are also the best friends of climate change. Why else would they oppose the Paris Accords, new subsidies for green energy, measures to phase out coal and higher carb mileage standards? They are, however, all for emergency aid when extreme weather strikes, but only for their own states. Like Greg Abbott, right? And we know Republicans are devoted to making voting harder and giving Republican lawmakers the ability to elbow out nonpartisan election officials so they can control vote counting. They're definitely for respecting election outcomes only when they win. And you don't have to be a mind reader to figure out why McConnell wants to conceal Republicans' agenda for as long as possible. What's not to like, asked Jennifer Rubin. Very popular agenda they have. That's why they can't tell you what they're for. I don't see you calling, CJ. 844-967-2789. Conservatives, line them up, man. It's your turn. We'll just try Sharon from Burnsville, Minnesota. Sharon, welcome. Not accusing you of being a conservative. What's your thought?
Good afternoon, sir. Please refresh my memory. I thought there was a politician who made money off of Vietnam because he had construction or plumbing company. He was making money over there. It's his company. It was Black something. Was that Newt Gingrich? Do you know that?
You said Vietnam. Now, Dick Cheney part of Halliburton, and he saw tremendous growth in his stock value during the Persian Gulf Wars, the war of choice in Iraq. That was Dick Cheney, as far as I can tell. The war profiteer, as I would describe him, perhaps war criminal.
Oh, war profiteers. Okay, because I remember that evidently they'd done some wrong plumbing or something, and some of our troops got electrocuted in showers, and it was a mess.
Blackwater, I think you're talking about. Eric Prince.
Blackwater, there we go.
Eric Prince, and that is, Sharon, thanks for your call. Thanks for listening on AM 950. Yeah. That's Betsy DeVos's brother. So literally a Trump cabinet secretary, don't forget, she was the education secretary, the one that didn't believe in college, at least not for your kids. Well, her brother ran a mercenary outfit in Iraq, and they apparently electrocuted a number of service people. They were, they were just there to build stuff. And if the showers electrocuted the troops, that was just a little glitch, but they still got paid. War profiteers. Trump incorporated the family of war profiteers. They used to call it Blackwater until that Blackwater guy killed all those civilians in Iraq and they got sued in the courts. And then they thought it was time for a rebrand. Come back with us. You're listening to the greatest radio show ever. Doesn't need a rebrand. It's Tuesday. I got a Monday mouth, but we'll make it work for another hour. Hour two is next. Join us, 844-967-2789.